What? Why are you looking at me like that?
Because you said you had an idea, and so I was waiting for you to start. That's why I'm looking at you.
I always don't know where I am.
But you literally just said to me, I was about to press record, you went, and you held a finger up as if to say, oh, I've got an idea. He's coughing up a hairball, everyone. Oh, it's a big one. It's run off. I think I've just seen the birth of a scribble. Are all the scribbles your bloody furballs come out of
canon no more. Scribbles don't exist no more, not in this universe.
Mate, I hate to break this to you, but I'm fucking in charge of Cheap Show canon.
You're not in charge.
I'm in charge of the Cheap Show canon.
Oh, he's doing it! He's touching his... No! No. Let's start again.
No! No!
No, I didn't... No. You got a good purchase on your whole packet then.
I was grabbing...
it up and down.
I was grabbing the whole fruit bowl, mate.
No word of a lie, listeners.
Bananas, apples, grapes,
this is
I
not,
had it all.
We can't do that. Stop that. We can't...
You did this for like 3 weeks straight.
I was only touching the little...
Unconsciously as well. Mate, I am doing it for real.
Please.
Look at this. Look at what I've got in my hand. It's all of it, mate. It's all of
I'm
it.
I'm not looking.
Come on. Get a look at this. I've got it all. I've got the whole world in my hand.
Stop cupping your nuts through the jeans.
Hello, welcome to Cheap Show. I am Paul Gannon, and with me is Joke Feith Eli Silverman. No, because you stole from Lee Evans
Mack,
or whatever it was.
Lee
wasn't
Mack.
It? Was it?
Yeah, Lee Mack, and I did actually, on second thought.
Confess.
I went to see Lee Mack live. Didn't you come with friend of the show?
What, you? I know, I've never seen Lee Mack live.
With Joe Wilson?
Never seen Lee Mack
me.
Live.
Joe Wilson took me to see it.
Good. And that's when you stole the joke. Well,
no,
now we all
I was,
know.
I was just like, oh, I've tried to formulate that joke before and he's done it very well. Anyhow.
You were
I'm
so
here...
proud of it last week.
So I'm sorry about that. About,
you were so proud of that you wrote a joke. And guess what? The twist in the tale, the Hitchcockian moment, the M. Night Shyamalan reveal was that you had actually stolen it.
Late Night Shyamalan.
Yeah?
Late Night Shyamalan.
Don't fucking do... Don't you do a wank sound.
Late Night Shyamalan. Come on, that works for me.
Nah. Now, like most of his films, though, you've got a real sad end.
Paul, I'm willing to accept that there was some confusion about the origin of the Angel Delight joke.
Yeah.
Shepherd's Delight, Angel Delight joke.
Oh, Feith. Sorry, it just came out when I was coughing.
But...
And all the fucking weeks as well... Where I say something, you go, oh, you've nicked that off something. Where have you nicked that from? Where have you really nicked that from? Oh, you fucker.
Yes, but I nick actual structure where you just nick throwaway.
Oh, so you're just better at nicking.
Words, just the way people say words.
So where are we now? We're just joke thieves. You and me sitting here, joke theft.
I'm here to make amends for the theft of jokes that
all
went
right.
on
How
last
How are you
going to
do that then? You're going to come up with an original joke?
I have formulated an original joke.
Yeah.
And I tell you what,
yeah.
There ain't no way no one's ever done this one.
Go on.
Okay?
Yeah, go.
Now,
here we go,
have
an
to
original
let me...
joke. I won't interrupt, I promise to you. But
you
this
have
will,
to let me.
This will go right into the credit sequence.
The what, Paul?
The musical credit sequence as made by Noiseland. Whose Red Letter Media album is available now for download.
Okay.
Here's the joke.
What did the posh lady at the posh dinner... say to the plastic box
that, I don't know
no what that's not it that's lay... not the end of the setup, man.
It sounded like it. The inflection and intonation of that speech led me to believe the setup to the gag had been set up. I apologize, please start again. Joke thief.
What did Dame Posho
got it
who was at Le Garçon d'Entendre, a very posh restaurant,
right,
say to the plastic box which had been asking for a date insistently?
Is the joke finished now?
That's the setup of the joke, Paul.
Okay.
Now,
okay,
should we go over it again?
No.
Let's go over it. No,
let me get it straight.
No, you've ruined it.
You're telling me.
It's got no rhythm.
Did Madame Posho at the Lom de Tom Tom Pomp speak to us?
Le Garçons de Snail Pomp.
The Gâteau Le Flange Flange. Did they
Le Flange
speak to a small plastic box?
Yeah.
No.
No, which was asking for a date insistently.
I would love to know the answer to that comedic setup. Oh, no. Oh, dear. He hasn't got any... He's got nothing, has he?
I've got something.
Go on.
It's not much.
Go on. It's
right.
The five-minute
so
cold
clear,
open.
Because
you
keep ruining. By interrupting,
just
you
saying.
Keep ruining the setup.
Go on.
Right? Madam Posho, what did she say? Lady Posho, when she
What are you doing? You're losing it. Tell your joke,
What
man.
Did she say to the plastic box that had been insisting on a date?
I don't know.
I'm finding you Tupper wearisome.
Fucking hell.
Tupper weary. I go, no, that's not it.
Oh, no, it is.
That's really not it. Is. No, scratch that. Edit that out. No, this is the no. No, scratch that. What did she say?
In the picture.
What did she say?
I don't know what she fucking said.
All right, good. This is the actual punchline to the joke, okay?
Yeah.
Oh, do go away. I'm fine. I grow Tupperware.
Fucking hell. I can't take this.
You're Tupperware-y.
Right, welcome to Cheap Show, everyone. Welcome
I grow
to the
Tupperware-y of
welcome
you.
Welcome to the podcast.
I'm growing Tupperware-y of this. Wow. Yeah, it makes sense, though.
Shut up.
Cheap Show time.
Hello, welcome to the podcast. My name is Paul Gannon, and with me is Eli Silverman.
I'm Lee Mack.
You're Lee Mack.
Hello, I'm Eli Silverman. I'm also on the Cheap Show podcast with Paul Gannon. He's over there. What,
what
Paul?
Is this show about, I hear you say?
What is it about?
Look, sometimes what we like to do on the Cheap Show is we celebrate the cheap and the cheerful. We go to Poundlands, bargain bins, dog shops, couch lads.
Couch lads.
Fish...
fish
emporiums
stores.
And we find the treasure we find amongst the trash and we bring it to you. And this week is quite an unusual week because although we are doing a regular segment, A Price of Shite, this will be the only thing we do this week because there's quite a lot of bits and I've curated them.
Okay, I'm looking forward to that, Paul. Elongated Price O de Shisa.
Indeed, I went to the Muswell of Hills.
The Precost and Mecost of the Muswell of Hills?
In the north of London. And I went to one of them. They got quite a fair few
charity
shops.
Oh, it's a great
shops.
Spot. I love it up there. The
At
views,
least eight.
The views are so lovely as well.
You
so
see
you get a
all
coffee.
Of it? Yeah, all.
It's really a gem.
Yeah.
And not as snooty as somewhere similar like Hampstead.
Yes,
also,
not at all.
Not as snooty.
No. You go for the ambience in Hampstead, but you don't pay the prices.
Yeah, although I have to say, the Oxfam bookshop in Hampstead.
Ooh,
it's a very good one.
Yeah, textbook.
That you can get textbooks there, yeah. Probably.
I found a Nuffield maths book from 1973.
A Nuffield math
book. Yeah, Nuffield made math books for schools.
Oh, you found one, yeah?
Yeah, textbook condition. Boom! Gags are coming.
No,
pow, 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 pow.
That's
pow.
Barely a joke.
Sorry, I find that Tupperware-ing of you.
Come on.
No.
Come on.
No.
You love it. No, Paul. Oh, cool. But don't we have a Tales from the Shop Floor?
No.
A quick one?
Do you have one?
No, but I've got...
What? You got a little item for you, me have you?
A little...
You got a little item for me have you? You do?
I do have a little item for you.
Yeah, all right. Let's get it out. Eli's got a little item for me. Where did you get it from?
A charity shop.
Good. Oh, is it the tin?
Yes.
Okay.
You want to have a little look?
Give me.
It's got a little sticker on it. It's a little tin.
I need everyone to know right now that this is an addendum to this items that will come up later in the show. This is just an extra.
It's a little tin and it's got a forest on it. It's got something inside and there's
it
a
does.
Sticker on the top.
A little frog sticker.
What do you think's inside?
Well, I mean, look, when you bought this, was the thing that's inside it when you bought it?
Yes.
So it wasn't something you bought separately and
I
put
haven't
inside?
I haven't put anything surprise in there. No.
It's just as is.
That is part of the item.
In that case, I have a little metal pill-shaped box. There is a design around the outside of it. Pictures, of course, will be on our website, thecheapshow.co.uk, of flora and fauna.
Flora and fauna, yes.
And
that's how you say
little
that.
Sticker
yeah.
on the top of a little
there's
froggy.
No fauna. The frog is the only fauna.
And was there flora?
Flora is flora.
So I can safely
flora
say flora
plants,
and fauna
no,
on this box.
No.
I mean, I'm not inaccurate, though, right? So
you were
so
completely.
I'm not
firstly,
completely
no, I'll tell you the ways.
Inaccurate.
The myriad ways you were inaccurate.
Well, don't use the
and
word
also,
myriad.
And inaccurate, also not a word.
It
not
is.
No, it isn't.
Oh,
you're making
mate,
up words.
You fucking say Chodney Borough.
Yes,
I have the intention.
But Chodney Borough isn't a mangled remembrance of another word. It is its own thing. I'm going to have
it's
to
not.
Cup. I'm cupping my
cup
own.
It. I'll cup mine. It's a cup
Scratch,
off.
No,
cup
don't. Off, no. Cup off. This is getting so close to mutual masturbation now.
It's only if we touch each other.
Fauna is animals.
If we're touching our own at the same time, I don't think it's mutual masturbation.
Yes, it is.
It's not. If we're touching each other's.
No, that's just
then we're mutually
helping.
That's giving
someone a hand job. Mutual masturbation is when you watch each other wank. Fuck's sake. You don't understand anything. Basic things. Like the meaning of mutual masturbation.
I just thought mutual, right, was if
you're
doing
wanking.
Each other.
No.
I thought...
That's just wanking someone off.
Isn't that...
Or giving someone a hand job.
But that's
or
just
fingering someone.
That's just communal masturbation then, if you
no,
just...
No, communal. You get everyone involved.
Come on, everyone.
That's
one
like
in, all in.
That's like an Amsterdam hostel or whatever, you know.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know. Anyway.
Talking of sexual organs, frog box.
Anyway, yes, there's a frog box and little sticker on the frog.
Fauna is the animals.
And there's something inside it and it feels... Is it one thing?
Just open it. It's come on, let's get this over with, man.
It's plastic. Maybe it's like a little sheep or a little doggy or something. Little animal, little rubber animal.
You're close.
It's two little froggies.
Golden frogs.
And there's like electric thing that, and they go, rid it.
And they're on little metallic green lily leaves.
Little gold frogs.
They're not bad, are they?
It's like when you tell a joke. Are it Tupperwarey?
That's the crickets.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're frogs.
Right, okay, so.
Frog box.
There must be a little light sensor in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is, in fact. You can see
and
the little thing there.
It's very similar to the chips you get in those novelty gift cards.
My next question.
Play happy birthday, aren't they?
My next question is, what is the fucking point of all that?
It's
what do you do with it other than show it to your podcast co-host?
Exactly, which is why it's here, Paul. Do you want to have a little guess of the price?
I have a theory that there's more shit in the world, like bad tech and shit and tat, because YouTubers make videos of it and they're always looking for stuff, so there's now more need to make shit for people to buy.
Well, you can talk about...
That's my theory.
Things like Wish and Alibaba and stuff.
Yeah, and Temu and AliExpress, Alibaba... AliExpress is
basically, you have this situation where America runs the world militarily, but China makes all of the stuff in the world.
We live in wasteful times.
Very wasteful.
Very wasteful.
But we try to save stuff.
We do. Preserve it in audio form.
Almost everything we buy that isn't food-based here on Cheap Show...
Goes right up the arse.
...is secondhand. So we
well,
are
of
not...
Of course, yeah.
We're not directly contributing to the manufacture of useless shit, are we? I like to think we're
no,
not.
But we are part of the cycle still.
Well, it's something to think about.
We can't remove ourselves completely from the machine.
No.
But we are aware of the damage we're doing.
Yes. But what do you think of the frog box?
Yeah, you know what? Nice little bit of fun, innit? How much did it cost? Can I guess?
Yeah. It was secondhand from a charity shop. It was from the All Aboard shop.
Oh,
In Golders Green.
Okay.
You know, the one where you look in the window sometimes.
That's where I saw that mad board game.
It's
and
a
never
really
got.
Nice charity shop, actually, has to be said.
Hmm.
A lot of good stuff there.
I'm going to say...
It's a bit pricey, as charity shops go.
Here's the thing. I thought... You looked at the price and thought, oh, bit pricey, but for the podcast, probably worth it.
That's
so
right.
I'm going to say...
Oh, like, I'll tell you one other clue about the price.
Yeah.
It is a multiple of 25p.
Okay.
Which is our margin, in case you don't know, everyone. Well, the price of shite, we pay... You guess the
well,
price...
we'll go into it later.
We'll get to that later. But it is a multiple of 25p.
Okay, I am going to say then that it is probably £3.50.
Ooh.
If not £4.
No, £1.75.
Oh, okay. All right, that's acceptable for that.
Yeah. Which is probably why I got it.
Yeah.
All it's right, the frog well, box, everybody.
It's the frog box. Here, love. Come over here, unzip my trousers. Here you go. Two frogs. In my pants. This one's Andrew Frog, and he lives on me left nut.
What's the other one called? Bobby Frog.
Ian.
Ian Frog.
Ian Frog. Andrew and Ian Frog, and they live on me bollocks.
And what's... What do they do there?
Well, Alan,
you need to
basically is in IT.
I can't.
And Ian.
Oh, I'm losing the will to live.
He
here,
works
Paul.
As a croupier in a casino.
Your frog, your bollock frogs.
And
make it stop, please.
And
can you stop, please?
They're having a conversation. What are they saying? Eli is a joke thief, is he?
I didn't, Nick. No one's.
They're right shit starers, those two.
The two frogs.
Yeah. Ian and Andrew Frog. The brand new characters coming to Cheap Show. Oh, you want to know more about them?
If you could leave it out there, the Randy dog will come and drown them both in spunk. It's nasty, smelly dog spunk. And then they'll die, and then you'll be sorry, and then you'll get a call from fucking Wide Travelled Rob, and he'll want to come on. He's hanging around like a dirty smell, like the smell of that dog's spunk.
And then Cardinal Sin would come in and fuck the dog.
Oh yeah, who won that competition anyway?
Who fucking cares? Who cares?
Some people must.
Gareth. The Ghost Hunter one.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He was great value.
Yeah, he's got great value. Now, that's it. We can move on to the show.
I thought you mentioned something about a Tales from the Shop Floor.
Not quite right, but yeah, I stand corrected. So, we are getting ready to film episode 400. We're going to be filming it in August. What we want from the listeners is, if you haven't sent one before, if you've sent one and we haven't read it out, please email thecheepshow@gmail.com. A Tales from the Shop Floor. A story where you've worked in a shop or been in a shop and saw something shocking, amusing, weird, whatever.
Or could be an office, any workplace, really.
Yeah, and we will read that out in episode 400. We'll pick one and we'll read it out. We want to do a Tales from the Shop Floor.
Or if you worked in a foyer or lobby situation.
Yeah, or you're a busker.
Reception, I think they call it.
Yeah,
don't they?
Maybe we're busking, or a busker, on the street. Yeah. Yeah, we haven't had that, have we? We haven't had a busker story.
No. They must get poos put in their thing.
Yeah, or they must see some strange stuff themselves.
Someone wanking off.
You know,
God.
Pathetic joke thief Eli Silverman.
I'm not a joke thief.
Professor Joke Thief.
Hello, I'm Professor Joke Thief. Oh, what goes, what is yellow and crazy mean?
Well, no.
Shark infested custard. Oh.
Oh, where'd you get that, Professor Joke?
I got it from a book.
Nah.
I'm Professor Joke Thief.
No.
It's better than your frogs.
No.
Much better. Much better.
It's not much better.
It's much better. Listen, mate, it's much better. I tell you what. What's this? So what's this the noise of? Ha ha bunker. What goes on like that?
An elephant laughing his head off.
A man laughing his head off.
Like that. Good.
I'm a Professor Joke.
Is this all what we're going to do now? We're going to purposely introduce a character just so we can tell the most obvious jokes in the world.
I'm a Professor Joke Thief. I tell the jokes. I get the jokes. I steal the jokes. I tell the jokes. You want another one?
Like
another one for me?
One more.
Okay, it's not really a joke. It's just something you can call someone. It's really funny. You call them. You say, you're a cockawomble. Eh? A cockawomble. I nick at that. Anyway, come on.
Right.
I'm ready to play the price off. The shice off,
and
mate.
Let's get into that right now.
It's the price of shite time, everybody.
It's that fucking price of shite. It's that fucking price of shite. Oh, it's that fucking price of shite. Oh, it's the fucking price of shite.
And that's right.
And that is right. It is the game show we have on Cheap Show, where one of us, or maybe the listening faithful, go to a charity shop, pick up some items, send them our way, we judge, we review, and we rate, and then we try and guess the price. Now, what is the scoring system, Mr. Silverman Joke Thief?
The scoring system for the price of shite is very simple and straightforward.
Yes.
Points are known as betwings in this game, Paul.
Yeah.
That is by the by. It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Where you hear the word betwing.
We mean points.
That's what we mean. They're interchangeable.
Get it into your fucking head.
Betwing means point.
Yeah.
Point means betwing.
What do betwings mean?
Points. Yeah, that's right. If you guess the price of the item exactly right.
Bong, bong, yon.
That's right, Paul. you get two betwings for that.
Yeah,
you get two betwings if you get it on the nose.
And that's what you want to do, isn't it? That's what you want to do.
You really do. But if you get it within 25p...
Oh, just out.
Just out.
Oof.
Either side, either
so
above
close.
The real price or below the real price by 25p in the buffer zone.
That's the buffer.
You will score one betwing.
Just the one, mind
just
you.
The one there.
But one's gooder than nothing.
One is gooder than nothing. Now. Now.
Now, we are playing by those rules and simple and nothing fancy added.
There was one thing that I just wanted to mention.
Yes.
Back in the early days of Cheap Show, Paul, this is a fundamental...
those years ago.
It is a fundamental segment and game that we play on this show.
A universal truth.
But we used to select items ourselves.
Yeah.
This is before we had the lovely listenership sending in bespoke prices of shite.
We've had many, many episodes where the prices of shites have been delivered by our audience via our PO box. Information for that address is in the metadata for this episode on the podcast app you're listening to.
So much so that in recent years, that's the only way we've been playing it.
Crazy.
And the old way where we selected the items ourselves and bought them ourselves, that's fallen by the wayside, Lord,
bye
largely.
Bye.
Largely. But I mentioned it the other day, and now you have curated an old school Price of Shite.
You know, I felt like I was rusty. I felt like I was out of the game, you know, so I wanted to try and get that muscle back. I wanted to try and, you know, flex it again.
Flex it again. Yeah, get back in the game.
Flex now. Oh, no, muscle.
He's cupping the jeans again.
I'm flexing my muscle.
Stop. Stop, mate.
All of it in my
big
hand.
I understand the whole lot is able to grab in one go. And, like,
and I've got big hands, mate, and that was a full hand.
Stop with the up and down, though, please.
Now, with all that being said, it is now time to begin the game. Eli will be guessing. How you feeling?
How many items we got? We got loads, then.
Five.
Five items? That's going to get us right to the end of the show, is it?
And, yeah, and this Price of Shite will play the gamut. A little bit of Paul's Pastimes, a little bit of Platter, a little bit of Page Turner, blah, 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 blah. A little bit of everything, mate. Blah, 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 blah.
Good, I'm glad. No, stop. Stop with the mouth noise. I don't understand what you're saying anymore.
Billo, bop, bop,
okay. Bee.
Lula, lulu.
I will do.
Lulu.
Lulu, lulu.
Lulu.
Lulu, lulu.
Lulu.
Can I just...
I'm just trying to break you.
Can I say one thing at this...
Lulu.
Can I say one thing at this juncture?
Ooh.
Boop, boop, Mr. Gannon.
Boop, boop.
Come on.
Boloobie, boop, boop.
Boop, boop, Mr. Gannon.
Oh, I'm in good spirits this week.
Good, I'm glad you're happy this week, Paul.
Yes.
So I'm ready for my first item,
right,
if that's what we're going to do.
Now, I will say this, although there are no extra points or special points, I will also say nothing here is out to trick you. I'm not out to play a game or con you or whatever, say it's a free item, but it's not. Nothing like that, all right?
Because there was quite a lot of espionage early on in the show when we used to play.
Nothing that's in this selection was found on some hardened dog dirt.
Dog dirt, the infamous poo tie.
Poo tie.
Go back and listen to the early episodes if you want to hear about
that. That's when the flavour changed of that show. Right. Oh, let's get the first one going then.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go.
He's handing to me.
What is it?
A lovely thing. Are you sure that's not the price there, this sticker?
Absolutely not. It's just a gift aid scan
sometimes
thing.
The price is
I know, good. I've taken them all
this
off.
This is, if I believe the terminology is, a tiffin tin.
Yes, it's tiffin.
It is a lovely quality, solid steel, stainless steel, I believe it looks like, stack of three little tins. And I'm going to do the clasp.
Please
here.
Do.
Oh.
It's modular.
It is so modular, so cool. And you could put...
Well, you meant to put, like, rice in and then, like...
Rice curry and then veg and salad
whatever.
At the top, maybe.
Yeah, so
but it's a massive thing in India, isn't it?
Well...
They get delivered to trains and they just get delivered everywhere and offices...
Guys on mopeds with them hanging
these,
off them. Yeah.
It's a whole sort of way that they do food there. This is a really lovely thing.
Isn't it?
Yeah. And
oh,
I would use that.
Wait, I need to apologise to you. I want to ask you a question. Do you want to know the window?
Oh, yes, we need a window or a ceiling. That's the other thing I didn't mention. When we play this game, I should explain to the listeners, there's a few ways that the setter of the challenge can help the guesser, in this case me, and that is by giving a ceiling. That's where they... give a price that it is not above for all of the items put together, or a window, which is a range.
Yeah.
Well, that's it. A window or a ceiling. Or there's no floor.
No. Would you like the window?
Is there a window for
or
this one?
Or would you like the range?
The window is the range. The ceiling is the top.
Yes. Would you like the top?
I want the
range. I spent no more, I'll be honest, a bit costly. I spent no more than £22.
And no less than?
20.
So it's into the 20 to 22 window. Okay, thank you.
So you did want a window then?
For all five items put together.
All five items.
I did want
items.
A window. I keep saying I want the window.
I just thought you wanted the top.
I said window,
top.
Window, 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 window.
I thought you wanted the top, 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 top.
A Wendigo.
Yes.
Is that kind of, that's type of monster, isn't it?
Yeah, it's some kind of cryptid.
It's a cryptid monster, yes.
Yeah.
Associated with Native American mythology.
I think so. Yeah. I think so.
It should well, you should know. They don't. They turn up a lot. No, it's skinwalkers.
It's skinwalkers is the rage at the moment in paranormal bullshit on YouTube, yeah.
This is just, I don't know what else to say. It's a little tiffin. I've seen bigger ones.
Yeah, well, it's not about the size, mate.
No, that's what she says. She says, I've seen bigger ones.
But you said it.
She says it.
Yeah, but I didn't say that, did I? I just went, oh, I gave you a little wink and put my tongue in my bottom lip like this. Like that.
And it has a brace. The things work. So you've got three modular stacked
pans,
containers,
yeah,
I'd call them. And then you have a brace, a metal brace, which keeps it all together. Make sure your dial or whatever doesn't spill out.
No.
And this is fantastic. And I would actually use this.
Would you?
Well, we should use it next time we do a walkabout with a picnic.
Oh, ah,
and
yeah,
I can
maybe.
Take my picnic stuff in here.
Give it a go. All
pickles,
right. Pickles, crisps,
sandwich, round sandwich,
dips,
galettes. Have you ever had a galette?
Yeah, they're the best a man can get.
They're rice cakes. It was a brand of rice cakes. I don't even think they do them anymore.
Either way, how much?
I think it's French for rice cake.
How much do you think that costs then?
How does it go together?
Like that. You had it right. Put the clasp over the little thing and then pull it down.
Oh, it goes above that.
I mean, I think it does. And then just force it down. Yeah, there you go.
Sturdy.
But how much?
It's gift aided.
Yes. How much do you think that is?
I'm going to be able to come back and.
Of course you can, mate.
That is a solid and functional item. It's going to be like about £4.50, I think.
Yeah.
I'm going to say £4.50 initially, okay?
All right, I'll put £4.50 down.
I think that's going to be one of the more expensive ones. I mean, it's got a bit of staining. I mean,
does what it does.
You got this around the corner, didn't you?
No, I got that. Everything's from Muswell Hill.
Oh, okay.
In fact, I can even tell you that was from Cancer Research.
Cancer Research, Muswell Hill.
Yeah.
I just saw one of these around the corner.
Yeah. Well, it's probably still there then. How much? Oh, yeah, you've said it. Right, okay. Silly little extra item now for you. See what you see.
It is a silver hat, Paul. It's got the Monopoly man on it and the Monopoly logo. And it seems to be a hat. Oh, it's a Monopoly piece. It's a large plush Monopoly piece top hat.
Yes, because it could be a little doggy or it could be the carriage or whatever it is, but that's the hat.
They're really going for this Monopoly shit, aren't they? Monetizing it, just merching it to the max.
Yeah, well.
Why?
Because it's
a shit game.
Yeah, but it's full of iconography. The Mr. Money or whatever the character's name is, Sue's thing. You've got all the little items itself. I mean, just think of the iconography of any board game and certainly the classics like Cluedo. There are things that spring to mind, like the dagger. Things that people just know, even if they never played the game.
I agree, but I don't understand who's really into Monopoly. No one's really into Monopoly.
No, but they're into the
iconography
of it.
There's no world championship of Monopoly, is there?
Do you remember those blind bags we got where you get loads of shit in and then you get like a little token and a little fake pewter Monopoly piece?
And they had little wooden hotels there as well.
And what I'm saying is you're not really buying the game because you like the game. You're buying the merch because it's like, oh, I want a Rubik's Cube, but it's just going to go on my shelf. It's that the iconography of something you're buying, really.
This is mint on card. It still has all the labels attached.
I wonder if it was originally sold in that, you know, that Monopoly Live that they have near Warren Street.
Again,
or Good Street. Or
how dystopian that is. Monopoly Live.
Basically,
you're bankrupt. Brilliant.
If you don't know, because you live outside the UK, there's a place in London, central London, where you take a party of friends and you go play Monopoly like on a huge, big board. But there are twists to it. I think it's not exactly the game as you play it on the board
game. It must have sort of escape room.
I think it's more like
strategy things.
I think it's more like a quick time version of the game. There are probably versions that like simplify it for the sake of party games.
It's very popular for going out. It's the people like to go out and do activities these days rather than just going down the pub or going to a nightclub and dancing.
Yeah.
A bigger market share, I've heard, is these sort of event things for when people go out.
Do you think the first type of that was like laser tag back in the day?
It's that type of thing. And there's this place I keep driving past in Camden called Quiz Boxing.
Right, what's that?
I think it's like quiz. You go in, you do quiz team quizzing, you know.
Escape roomy kind of twist thing.
That whole thing is huge these days, isn't it? Axe throwing, there's all these little things, like activities.
I saw an anger room where you can pay like £30 and you go into a room and smash shit up.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of feel like I want to do that.
That must be quite fun.
Yeah. And there's the Crystal Maze experience.
Which I did.
And I've done that as well. How many crystals did you get? I got 3.
I got 1.
Oh, it's still fun, isn't it? It's just like doing the TV show.
Yeah, that was fun.
Like the change from TV to live experience. Not much had to be changed, really.
No, that's why it was
successful. I mean,
the TV show was quite appealing.
Yeah.
Because it was like, I can see myself doing that sort of
and
thing.
And now
you
can, basically.
And now you can do it. I hate this.
Yeah.
This is a waste of the world's resources, this Monopoly top hat.
Yeah.
A piece of shit, and I hope they stop. And when you know the backstory about the invention of Monopoly, how it was an anti-capitalist, satirical, the landlord game.
Yes.
And then she got done, the inventor of Monopoly got fucked over by the capitalists.
Yes.
Basically, long story short.
That's the simplified version,
but
yes.
You know what I mean? It just, everything about it leaves a sort of bad taste in my mouth. How it becomes this huge money maker. When in fact the original impetus to make it was to say no to capital.
No, you shouldn't be wanting greed and to have a monopoly. Yeah. A monopoly over fucking something.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's fascinating, Monopoly. I don't like playing it, but I find the history and the constant attempts to reinvent it fascinating.
Anyway, that's terrible. And I think it was about Mint on card.
Mintish.
I mean, it's horrendous. Do you know what was also horrendous about this? They didn't even bother to make an actual hat.
Well, no, think about it. That's what the plain police would look like, because it doesn't have a divot in the hat, does it?
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
I'm pretty sure it doesn't have a hollow.
Look it up, mate. Yeah. I know for a fact.
Right, I've just edited all that faff out. Answer was inconclusive.
Yeah.
So that's that item. And you said what again for the hat? How much?
I haven't said yet.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. How much for the hat?
I think 250. I think 250.
250?
For something that's utterly ugly and useless.
Yeah, to go on a shelf and be forgotten about.
Just be nothing.
Yeah.
And the amount of resources,
You'd have to have a huge big bonk on for Monopoly to
want
that.
Who does, though? No. And it feels like it's one of those things that, like, you mentioned to, like, a relative, oh, I had fun playing Monopoly. And then every birthday for several years, you get this crap. Do you know what I mean?
I refuse to believe there's ever been stated by a human being, oh, I had fun playing Monopoly.
And it, I mean, it's worth mentioning now. I know I've mentioned this before, but they did a mathematical sort of
breakdown.
Analysis of Monopoly, and the reason it's so shit as a game is that if you get ahead, quite like the real world, if you get ahead early on, you've got a huge advantage. You're going to win. If you get past a certain game,
okay, all right, fine.
So that's fun for everyone who has to sit there and play it for two hours.
Here's the next question. Why is it still so popular? I don't know what I mean?
I don't understand. This is my question. I don't understand why it's so popular.
Because it doesn't even have the charm of, like, Cluedo itself...
Cluedo's a much better game.
Yeah, but in itself, it's a lot less kind of exciting game when you compare it to the mechanics of Monopoly. Mechanics of Monopoly are kind of, like, random. There's more going on. You're tracking more money. There's more strategy, put it this way, to Monopoly than Cluedo.
Really? Yes, there
and
is.
And Cluedo's more of a game of elimination, isn't it?
It's a logic game, yeah.
Yeah, but it's timed out with you moving around the board. Otherwise, it'd be over in 3 seconds, Cluedo.
Yes, it's about the luck element is getting to the clues, isn't it?
But Cluedo has a charm visually, historically. It's up there with the murder mysteries, Agatha Christie motif kind of thing. I just don't get Monopoly.
It's the fat cats. Anyway.
Anyway, so that's... All right, okay, so that's that
I
item.
I said 250, yeah.
Let's go on to our third.
Oh, Paul, he's come back. Hello, Professor Joker DeFeef, hello. You want a Joker? I nick this Joker.
I would like a more organic moment for that character to come back.
No, a quicker joke that I nick, okay? Yeah. I'm the professor of this. I nick the jokes.
You nick the jokes.
I steal the jokes. Okay. It's a knock-a-knocker joke. You know about a knock-a-knocker joker?
Yeah.
Okay, good. A knock-a-knocker.
Oh, it's the police. The joke thief police are on their way.
No, it's okay. They can't get me. I'm immune.
How are you immune? You've got diplomatic immunity.
I have diplomatic immunity.
You have immunity.
A knock-a-knocker.
Who's there?
Doctor.
Doctor who?
You just said it. I'm nicking that joke. I'm nicking that joke so much. I'm a go now, okay?
Oh, who's this? Hey, everybody. Hello. It's me, Cardinal Sin, innit? Hello. What's all this? Is that dog with that dirty dog? Ah, fuck that dog.
Every time.
Hey, I fucking the dog.
Stop fucking the dog.
Then stop bringing in fucking joke thief then, all right?
What's the next item on the Prikos to Shikos?
It is this. It's a piece of record.
It is an LP. He's handed it to me.
I have.
Kenny Everett's The Greatest Adventure Yet from Captain Kremen.
Yeah.
Featuring Hideous Monsters with added festering globules with Alan Freeman's dulcet tones.
Very briefly, yes.
Inside in a bag, free nuclear explosion with chips.
Yes, I presume.
Was there some kind of insert that isn't with this?
Not that I see. And when I've looked online, it just seems to be
a plain sleeve, generic sleeve.
Yeah. So it is Kenny Everett's probably most famous character. I don't know. What you would you say? No?
Absolutely not.
Sid Snot. Yeah, and like Cupid Stunt.
Cupid Stunt and Sid Snot. They're the ones who remember.
But anyway, this is an album version of his radio character, Captain Kremen, who was a Dan Dare spoof, effectively. We've talked about Kenny Everett a lot in the past on this podcast. Long story short, very creative, very funny radio personality. Loved working in the sound audio space.
He did,
loved,
didn't he?
Radio.
Bit of a genius of radio, in a way.
Bit naughty, bit rude, bit immature, but passionate and silly and loving it all, you know?
Yes, think of a sort of more lively Steve Wright.
Yes. Yeah. Anyway,
R.I.P. to both of them.
So apparently these started out as small sketches on his Capital radio show.
This is what we suspected.
And then later in the early 80s, for some reason, they would be shown on, what does it say here? Radio Trent and Radio City, which was Liverpool's commercial station. I'm guessing this is when he was making multiple shows for multiple commercial stations.
From his home studio.
Yeah, when he got kicked off the BBC or
and
whatever it was.
Sending the tapes out to different...
Yeah.
Imagine that. Crazy. He was so...
Weekly.
He was so completely enveloped in radio.
Yeah.
Like, he was so passionate about it.
Yeah.
You know, you don't get creators on radio like that anymore.
Well, no, because radio doesn't allow it really anymore. Yeah. Because there's two types of radio now. There is outrage talk radio, and then there is commercial music stations.
Which is just like a jukebox.
And they're losing their identity because they're replacing local stations with the generic London-based source farmed out...
algorithmic playlist.
Yeah. Oh, look, your breakfast show now comes from London, but we're going to farm out the local news and traffic to some fucking prick in a studio.
It's just
in
so personalityless. So it's like it's not even an entertainment medium anymore.
It's an advert, a music pumping device.
Weird.
Where the presenters are largely incidental.
Yeah.
There are obviously exceptions to the rule, you could say.
Of course.
And so anyway, Kenny Everett, wonderful DJ, came up with Captain Kremen, a space adventurer, spoof series, very immature, bit rude. Full of characters, all voiced by him. Do you want to know where the name Kremen came from? I didn't know that until just now. Him. He took the name Kremen from a series of American radio comedy discs called Superfun that were produced by Mel Blanc and his son Noel. I've never heard of Superfun Records.
Wow.
I'd like to see and get hold of them.
That sounds very interesting. Mel Blanc?
Yeah.
You'd think he was busy enough doing that.
Probably was.
How many thousands of shorts did he voice? I mean...
We don't know. We'll never know. Where his voice is. It's everywhere.
It's
lost
crazy.
Bits of audio.
Crazy.
Yeah. Anyway.
But what were these records called?
They were called Superfun. One word.
And comedy they were like discs. little comedy discs. I wonder if they're LPs or 7 inches.
I would imagine they were LPs, right? Maybe. I don't know. We can look into it another day.
Amazing that we never heard of that.
One of the regulars to this series was voice actor Bob Obergast. And he came up with the name Kremen as a fictional branding in spoof commercials. They were heard by Kenny Everett in his Radio London days, and he revived the name for his space captain and used some of the Superfun spoof ads in the Kremen series in those initial broadcasts. So we had to listen to this, and it's fine. I think it maybe works in better in 2 minute batches when they were first done as little sketches.
Yes, it gets, you know what gets tiresome? The endless punnery and wordplay.
Yeah.
That's the only kind of joke he makes, really,
but
apart from rude sort of double intenders.
Yeah. But it's fun. I mean, you can obviously see he had a bit of fun making
Entendre.
It. Because he was putting sound effects on and moogie sounds and space effects and like orchestral music for certain dramatic scenes.
I was about to say, Paul, I love his mastery of the radio studio. It's all, and you know, all of the sound effects, like you said. And
I mean, these are quite simple.
The synth noises,
yeah.
And all that are kind of appealing. The whole world that he, the sound world that he obviously, he loves that.
Playing
it's
in
just,
it.
It's just, yeah, as an LP format, I don't think it's too much.
20-minute sides, isn't
it? So too much of the same thing over and over again.
But at the same time this was released, which is 1980, there was a thing called Captain Kremen the Movie, which was a half-hour animated adventure.
In the same artwork as has done all of this?
Yes. Because I believe it also featured in his TV series early on as well. So there were shorts available of Kremen. And the movie is basically the same plot as this. They go into space, they meet a big alien that eats things and is globbly, and then they escape it and save the day.
Globules.
Variation on that same plot.
It should be mentioned as well, very much of its time in the sort of sex politics type of thing, because she's a sex pot, isn't she?
Is she a sex pot? What does it say she is in this?
Captain Kremen's assistant. And you can see there's big nipple.
Oh, that's what I wanted to say to you.
Big nipple?
No. Okay, so there was on TV video, all this kind of stuff. She's not a sex bot. I've just looked it up. She was born in New York. She's just a ditzy blonde love interest character, sidekick, Indiana Jones love interest kind of character.
It's kind of sexist.
Well, here's the thing. I'll say that, but they're both openly flirty to each other. It's not like he's a kind of aggressive...
No, just the portrayal, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, but they're both flirty in a carry-on way, right?
The kind of sex humour wouldn't really go these days, is all I'm saying.
I don't think it's that offensive, though. But what I will say, and this surprised me, and I would love to get hold of this, they released Captain Kremen Viewmaster slides. And what makes them interesting is that they took slides from the movie or the comic strips and stuff, but they were like... pert ladies with nipples
and
stuff.
There's a distinct nipple on the
Yeah, but it means these are the cover. Only ever ViewMaster reels with sexually suggestive content.
Oh, I was going to say, didn't you have one where you could see, like, take that arsehole?
No, that was those ViewMaster.
That was those little film reels. Yeah.
Sneak peeks or whatever they were called. That's different. This is the ViewMaster clicky slides.
You could see right up Robbie's bum.
You could see enough of take that's arse to know that you've seen enough take that's arse. Especially when that woman mops it.
Yeah, she puts the mop right
in
between.
They're all in the jelly. I mean, it worked, but remembering it.
So impressive, but a bit dull.
Well, tell you what, give us a price and we'll end this segment with a clip.
Now, you bought this in... Do you happen to recall the actual shop in Muswell Hill?
Yes, this was, again, around the corner. It was that... it's a pet one.
RSPCA?
Dogs. Yeah, no, but it's a specific dog charity or something. I can't remember. But it's that one around the corner.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I know the one you mean.
Opposite the way
PDSA, cruise. That is.
Is it? Yeah. I don't know. Either way, that pet bomb.
I'm going to say quid. Could be two.
What do you want to say? One or two?
I'm going to say one.
All right.
As often you'll find with the price of shite game, yeah. I think the one price stands out over the years.
The quid.
And that's the way you've...
The quid gambit.
Yes, you've played the quid gambit.
Not the queen's gambit, the quid's gambit.
The quid's gambit.
Eli's playing the quid's gambit.
I'm going to play the quid's gambit on that one. Yeah, that's a great coinage.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Quid's gambit.
It's right. Paul's quid's gambit.
Oh, it's Paul's quid's gambit. I don't know, I'm just saying it. It was funny.
Hey.
No. Let's play a clip, and then we'll come back for the fourth item.
I got up here.
Oh, what's this going on? You get out, both of you.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, that's a space serial that's full of fabulous digital sound effects.
The greatest story in the universe.
Kremen of the Star Corps.
On this wonderful LP, folks, you'll hear the following fabulous stars: Oliver Sutton, Lord Elpus, Anne Doverfist, Charlie's Angels, Bernie Housedown, Geriatric, Rode a Boat, Sir Eosley, though, folks, Matt O'Horn, Gordon Heaven, and Clawed Your Eyes Out.
Here's Kremen.
Thank you, friends. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Well, kids, here we are with a fat new adventure.
Yeah, he's right, folks. Hey, Captain.
What is it?
Do I get any big parts in the show?
Carly, your parts are too big already. Hey, folks, before we go any further, let me show you around my latest research and development lab down here through this door.
Captain, what are you thinking about?
Me, of course. Ah, here we are. Oh, hi, Dr. Gitfinger.
Ah, hello, Captain. It's really great to see you.
Still falling down on your R's, I hear.
Yeah, that is right.
Hey, Captain, what's this over here?
Oh, that's an invention I'm particularly proud of, Carla. I invented it in one of my quiet moments between saving a distant planet from the grasp of an evil alien and freeing a race of oppressed 15-footed midgets from a giant verruca.
As you know, folks, I'm never very far away from a fabulous new adventure. And it starts right here, at this door sound effect.
Captain, I have just run all the way from the launch pad.
Uh-huh.
And the lads down there say that your rocket ship is ready for takeoff.
Oh, good. Have they filled her up?
Oh, yes, but they only had 2-star.
Oh, you idiot, Gitfinger. You know what happens when you fill a rocket ship with 2-star? No, you don't get the free glasses.
We shot over to the rocket bay.
Right, that was item 3.
Item 4 is this. It's a book.
A book about London. London, it's amazing and extraordinary. London Underground Facts.
Yeah.
By Stephen Halliday.
It's full of London Underground Facts, Eli. It's a lovely little book.
It's a hardback.
Yeah.
The jacket's still on.
Yeah, nice paper sleeve.
A nice paper jacket.
Little map there, the original. Well,
the
one
original
of the
underground. One of the original ones where he hasn't...
Where it hasn't been uniformed into that very, very famous style.
No, and it's... Think how confusing that must have been for people.
Oh, yeah, very. It's a mess when you get to the central London part.
And it's got the pioneers. It's got... I know quite a bit about this.
Well, good. Well done. But I haven't, so I kind of got the book for me, to be honest. But it's full of facts and knowledges and bits of info about the London
Charles
Underground.
Charles Tyson Yerkes. You've heard his name?
Yerkes. No, Yerkes, Jerkes.
He didn't do Jerkes, he was Tube Lines guy.
Right, what did he do though?
You never heard of him?
No.
He comes up a lot.
Why?
Because he was an American sort of tycoon guy.
Right.
He built railways in America.
Okay.
And he was very involved in the development of the London Underground.
Specifically the Central London Underground, or like those main lines coming in and out, like what became the Metro line, Metropolitan
Persuaded line. By R.W. Perks, it says here. the ex-solicitor for the Metropolitan Railway to finance the electrification of the District Railway in
London.
That
would make sense then, because it was all steam before that.
Incredibly important when the electrification came in.
Because you see those pictures, don't you, of like Baker Street Station and like the trains rolling and just the dust and smog coming out of the train.
I mean, imagine that, yeah. Remember we walked behind Baker Street Station we found the Metropolitan, the headquarters of the Metropolitan Railway.
Yes.
With that really ornate statues above the front door and stuff.
Yeah. Was that a Patreon thing we did it for?
I think it might have been, yeah. Just one other thing here about Yerkes. By March 1901, Yerkes had control of the district line, forming the Metropolitan District Electric Traction Company in July of that year. Raised £1 million of capital in America to invest in the company.
I didn't know there's that much American money in the birth of the underground.
And he's a dodgy character, Yerkes. He's like...
Is that still like something that's a problem today? Is that... Or did they buy out all of those companies, I guess, over the...
No, they're all owned by London Underground now, aren't they?
Oh, look, there's a thing in here.
Oh, there's a dedication.
Dear Isaac, in 2013... Congratulations on winning the Expressive Arts Attainment Prize. You have been an amazing role model for your peers and have raised the bar for others. Thought you might find this little book interesting. Lots of info. Re the Underground. Warm regards, Mrs. Collars or Collins, Head of Expressive Arts.
Oh, that's nice of her.
Yeah.
I wonder, they've gone to university and their parents just left it at home and the parents were just clearing it out
or something.
It could be something really sad.
Passed on. They expressed themselves too much in the arts.
No, perhaps they expressed themselves onto a canvas.
I love this. There's a whole segment on accidents and tragedies, like terrorism, murder, wartime tragedies, how many people were killed while sheltering from the bombing in Trafalgar Square.
It is a fascinating system, isn't it?
The Moorgate disaster. Is that when the train derailed and went straight past the... We saw a video on this.
Really?
Because there was something... I can't remember. Anyway, it's full of facts and fancies, isn't it? King's Cross Fire. All ghosts.
I remember the King's Cross Fire.
I mean, when was that? 80s? Late
80s? 88, I
believe. Yeah. And that's had a big effect on the underground.
King's Cross is unrecognisable. I remember the old station. I remember when they used to have wooden escalators and used to smoke fags going up and down them.
None of that flies now.
Because that's how it started. It was like a cigarette on the escalator. There was loads of litter from over the years had been sort of underneath the escalator.
Right.
And like a spark got down there and it just went up, man.
I remember seeing the pictures back in the day on the news. It was fucking terrifying. Because it's a warren down there.
Yeah.
And you can't get out of that.
To this day, King's Cross pisses me off.
Why?
Because you have to walk 15 minutes underground on those weird big tunnels and it's just boring.
It's not that boring.
I know,
it's
you
no
have to do it.
It's no boring than any other station.
I don't like changing train at King's Cross.
Fine. I mean, I get it. It's a big nexus, isn't it, of different stroking pasts.
And you always get...
What's that word? Stroking pasts. I don't know what that means.
I've had a stroking past.
Oh, what's this? The most hated passenger. One of the Underground's less admired contributors to the war effort was Billy Brown, whose sanctimonious homilies were delivered to passengers in a series of cartoons on posters. They were the brainchild of a cartoonist called David Langdon, whose hero urged passengers to behave like frantic Boy Scouts and perform a good deed every day. One rhyme advised, "Today's good deed, when you travel to and fro, on a line you really know, remember those who aren't so sure and haven't been that way before. Do good deed for the day, tell the stations upon their way."
That reminds me, do you remember a few years ago they had a similar thing?
Oh, then the Daily Mail took a hatred to the character and wrote in a paper, "Someday very soon, by heck, Billy Brown, I'll wring your neck."
Well,
they haven't calmed down since.
No, but do you remember, Paul, there was a few years ago a similar campaign on the Tube where they'd have little verses of poetry.
They still have it, don't they?
No, move not the real poetry that you get.
Oh, right.
They go, "Please move down inside the car, you know?
Yeah.
Do you remember those?
I do.
And they were terribly written and didn't scan properly. And it was just like
the phrase,
by
I think,
idiots.
I think the phrase was tossed off.
They were really tossed off. But at least the Billy Brown ones, they actually, you know, had a proper rhyme structure.
But I can imagine just seeing that on the Underground is like, fuck off, yeah, I know.
Tell me what to fucking
fuck
do.
Fuck you, Billy Brown, you fuck.
Fuck himself.
The London Underground is the world's most extensive underground network with 253 miles of track serving 274 stations as of 2013, of course, when this was written.
There's probably been quite a few. Four,
well, think
ones.
Of the Elizabeth line for a start.
There was those three ones on the Northern Line extension.
Yeah.
We went down there.
Yeah.
Brent Cross West.
What's
that's
the
not, but that Brent
what,
Cross West
is the longest underground line, Eli? What is it?
I believe it's the Piccadilly
Central, 46 miles, serving 49 stations. The longest journey that can be made without changing trains is from West Ruislip to Epping on the Central Line, a distance of 34 miles.
Oh.
The longest tunnel is between East Finchley and Morden.
Yeah, I knew that. Finishes at East Finchley, yeah.
The shortest distance between adjacent stations is between...
Is it...
This is, I think this is quite obvious, but
Leicester Square and Covent Garden.
Is correct.
Boom!
285 yards between them.
Yeah, because you've seen videos of like, someone who parkours it. Have you seen
yes,
that?
Yes, I can have
run.
Seen that.
Someone stays on the tube and then they get on
it's
the same tube.
It's pretty fucking fun, that, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. And finally, just for the fun of it, the longest distance between stations is... How much do you think is the
between
distance?
Between two stations?
Yeah.
It's going to be somewhere out. It's out your way, isn't it?
It is out my way, yeah.
It's like Harrow to...
I tell you what, it is on the Met Line.
It's to Watford. It's between the last one before Watford and Watford.
It's
am I
that
right?
area. It's 3.9 miles between the stations, and it is between Chalfont and Latimer to Chesham.
Right.
I think that's a bit of a cheat. I might be wrong on that, but I think that's because if you take the fast train, it skips a load of stations. So strictly speaking, if you get the regular one, you go to more stops. But the fast might be between those two.
I see.
Yeah. Anyway, how much is book?
Book is... it's in good condition.
Now, remember, I said... that overall, we're talking £22 tops, right?
And so if you add up everything I've got now...
£8.
So far, and this is the fourth item.
Yeah.
So I have to make a lot up, don't I?
Yeah, you do. But what for now, what do you think the book is?
£3.
Okay. And now we're on...
Then I'm going to go back and I'm going to revise all of these.
Yeah, of course.
I'm going to massage them.
Of course.
Like a Wagyu beef cow.
Yes. Ooh, lucky Wagyu beef cow.
I'm going to feed them beer and then fucking do the big rollers. What? Why are you looking at me like that? You've been scrabbing your whole, the whole, let's be clear, the whole of your junk in your hand.
Yeah, the whole.
And giving
it
the pure vertical lift shaft movement.
Vertical, all the axes, front and back, in and out.
No, you haven't been going,
round.
Don't. I don't want any front and back.
Round and round, have I?
No,
let me take you round the world,
don't.
Eli. Let me take you round the world.
Stop it.
Oh, the jostling.
Stop the jostlations.
Go on, what you say? This, item five.
This last item is never going to be... How much does it need to be now?
Like 15 11 quid, quid or something. Yeah, 11 quid. But let's find out.
It could be, I mean, it could be...
It's not, though. It is this. It's a game, a board game by Looney Goose called Drop the Beat, the original rap party game.
Oh, dear.
Me and Eli going to start rapping.
Oh, dear.
And so basically, it's a game where you pick cards and you have to improvise raps. It even comes with a microphone to hold, even though it's just a dummy one.
It's a dummy mic, is it?
Yo.
It gives you more of a, yeah.
Drop the beat, yo.
Okay.
And then it comes with a button, because the game is kind of like...
Does it give you a beat?
No.
Oh.
I know. It's sad.
Can you click your fingers? Can we click our fingers for each other?
Of course you can. But this is a button. It's a bit like, you know, Just a Minute, where no hesitation, no repetition, no whatever. So you have to rap. But if I think, like, you do repetition, I go...
Yeah, but that's part of my... You dropped it. But what if repetition is part of my style, my flow? That's my flow,
I'm
man.
I'm going to have to... There's a diss track.
Oh, this is brand new.
Oh, it's brand new, actually. I thought
the cellophane's all on the little elements there in the box.
What's this?
I'm up for
word,
this.
Card, silk. I don't know.
You have to incorporate... Read the rules, mate. The rules are there.
Oh, yeah. Here are the rules.
Oh, there's some kind of postcard stand thing. What's that?
It's
is that part of the game? That's a scorecard.
The player, crew name, your score, you complete a round. I mean, we're not going to play the proper rules. Maybe in a future episode, we can come back to this.
Okay.
But, you
know, do like to have a little wrap-off, don't we?
Do.
That's another tradition.
So, okay.
You did a whole... The first live show we did, you did a whole Silverman rap.
I did. So, begin by deciding whether players want to play as individuals or part of a crew. Each player takes an encore token, a diss track token, and a rewind token. Place the topic cards and the word cards face down in the centre of the playing surface in two separate piles along with the buzzer.
Yeah.
Oh, hang on. We've perused the rules, and now I'm just going to break it down very quickly. We're going to take turns in this, right? So what happens is you take a topic card. I'm just going to take this top one as an example. It says the internet. So I'd have to rap about the internet.
The internet.
These rhyming words, they say you can use to get in. You don't have to, but they can help you.
Right.
And then related topics, website, Google. So this section at the
card... Oh, it's a little cheat sheet.
Is a little cheat sheet for you, right?
So you can get some words in.
Yeah. Then... You pick a word card, and this is just a random word. And if you somehow manage to get it into the rap, you get an
points.
Extra point.
What? Show me an example of a word card, please. They've got two
yellow.
Words. They've got two words on them.
No, they're all stuck together.
No, they've got two words on them.
No, they don't. Just the one.
No, they've got two words on them, on the card.
They don't.
Why
one card has the
why
word
Why does it say word?
Because that's the, like, word.
Sorry.
It's like word.
Yeah, word. Yeah.
It's not like word. It's like word to your mama.
It's confusing if you only looked at one, because it would look like it had the word word on it as well.
Well, it's
got
the word,
word
word twice, though, on front and back. So you just wouldn't read the word. You'd read the word that wasn't word, wouldn't you?
Well, Edward would, wouldn't he?
Ewa, woo, wa, bing, bong, boo. Right. So then you've got 30 seconds to wrap on that subject as best you can with your little cheat sheet. Turn it over.
Eggy woofter.
And then you wrap.
Now, when I say eggy woofter, that's the egg timer.
If the player manages to make it until the timer runs out without being buzzed, they can drop the mic and score 5 points.
Oh, you've got to drop the mic.
And 6 if they include the bonus word from that pile.
Is dropping the is dropping the mic from rap or is it from comedy?
Yeah, it's like a diss track, isn't it? It's like, your motherfucker gonna go down.
Yeah, he's like dropped that. The mic.
I just did, you might have heard it.
I know, but I thought that was from the world of comedy rather than the world of battle rap.
No, I don't think so, because I think the whole roast thing is a spin-off of a rap battle, but in comedy form. Do you wanna by the way, and so you get buzzed, right, if
it's like the police.
When the player is ready, the player must rap for 30 seconds. If the player pauses too long, gets tongue-tied, or fails to rhyme in their rap, I can hit the buzzer and stop you, and then your turn is over.
All right.
Right, I'm going to give you the
Here
microphone.
Here comes the disaster.
Right, ready?
This is the calm before the... What, do I have to go first,
you pick
then?
A card. Yeah, you're going to pick a card.
Because he knows he's better at me than me at this.
We might be surprised.
No.
And now...
I'm going to be terrible.
For the word card, I'll pick a word card, an extra Brucey bonus one. There we go.
So, okay, do I have to show you what the word is?
Yeah, all I'm doing is keep buzzing you if you fuck up. You've got to rap for 30 seconds. So your extra word is tree, and what's the topic you've got to rap about?
Waterfall.
Okay, so what else is in there? You can tell us all what's on the card. Waterfall. So what's it saying?
The rhyming words I can use are crawl, maul, call, beach ball, above all.
Right.
Related topics has got as well. Right. Swim and adventure.
Right.
And my word...
Word.
...is tree.
I am ready. Hit me with your rap. I'm going to turn it over. Ready?
Uh-huh.
Do you want me to click or are you just going to rap yourself?
I want you to...
I'll get into it.
Okay.
Anyway, ready? 3, 2, 1, go.
Uh-huh. I was up a tree and I saw a waterfall below me. And I...
Oh, come on, mate.
Can I start again?
I have to turn the timer back over now.
God, that was... Wow.
Mate, pooey stink boffs.
No, cut that out, please.
No, everyone should see you're working out.
I'm an entertainer.
Are you? Right, ready? This is go to.
Okay.
3, 2, 1, rap.
There are me, up a tree, and I see a waterfall below me. I crawl to the waterfall, and it's in the mall, and...
Oh, fuck off. What a
fucking stupid
shit game.
I hate it. I hate you. God.
I'm going to
pick a
card.
Just when you get confronted with your huge lack of talent like that. It really hurts.
Love it.
I couldn't do it.
Right, I'm going to rap about peanut butter. And I can use the word stutter, clutter, mutter, glutter, futter.
Oh, God, you got a good one.
Do you want me to pick another one?
No.
And then related topics are sandwich and crunchy.
And what's your word?
Oh, I'm going to pick it now. Quiet.
Oh, that'd be tough.
I get a bonus point if I can get quieted. What do you want? Oh, you want the button. Here
I
we go.
I want the button.
Right.
What am I looking for? Repetition or you fuck
no,
up in any way?
Tongue tie, pausing for too long.
Yeah.
But you can repeat yourself. I think that's fine.
Okay.
All right.
I have the egg timer.
Yes. Ready?
Sorry, it's peanut butter that you're talking, rapping about.
Yes, I am. Ready? You can tell me when to start.
2, 3, go.
Yo, everybody, I'm Gannon MC, and I'm going to tell you all what I like for tea. Ooh, my favourite type of butty has something of a spread that's kind of nutty. I take it out the jar, I put it on my lap, I take the jar lid off. Ooh, it's full of crap, palm oil, all that stuff, all that salt, all that butter, but I'm putting it on my bread because I don't want to stutter. I've got my flutter on a go today. I want to see that peanut butter with jam, hey, hey. Although it's an American thing I like to see. Ooh, put that peanut butter all over me. I like it crunchy and
that's
sweet.
It. Over time right. Done.
Look at that.
Drop the
Look
mic.
Look at that. I'm fucking... I'm dropping the mic.
Right, can I have one more go? That was...
I'll have one more go.
Very good.
I was
very well done.
I was very, very good, wasn't I? Very, very good.
Oh, you're acting like a big egotistical rapper now
you
as well.
Word to your mother.
All right.
Right, okay, next one. I'll spread the cards out.
Okay, you're picking up on that, Paul. Now, my topic is stress.
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
My topic is stress. Rhyming words, mess, possess, depress, guess, nonetheless.
I mean, that could have been your rap full stop.
Related topics.
Just do this now. Get out the way, shall we?
Shut up. Related... Don't start that.
Yeah, go on.
Related topics, feeling and freaked out.
Ow! All right, cool. In that case, I'll leave you. Let me give you like 10 seconds to have a little think, because I think that's only fair. Have a little think.
Shut up! And don't patronise me.
All right, then.
I don't need no time to think. I'm going straight in. No, hang on.
You just fucking said.
Turn it over. Right, I need like 2 seconds.
All right, okay. I'll give you a couple of seconds while he like.
I might need it.
Shut up talking and think, and I'll explain that I'm about to turn the egg timer over. So here we go. Eli is now going to be rapping about stress. We've heard the context, we've heard the rhyming words, and we've got an extra word called rainbow. Yeah. So are you ready, Mr. Silverman? Your rap begins in 3, 2, 1, rap.
I woke up this morning and I was yawning, and I looked outside, it was dawning. I am stressed. My house is a mess, and all of the things that I possess, I guess, they're gone. They're out the window. I've got a large Bendigo. I've got...
There we go. You know what, though? I will say this.
It was better than last time.
That might be the best rap you've ever done on the spot in Cheap Show ever. I will say that might be. It was the most consistent. It had the same pattern and rhythm.
Yeah.
I think you did all right there.
I did better than the last time, that's for sure. But please, everyone, remember, I do have abilities. They're not in the rap game. And this is literally a rap game.
It is the rap game.
Are you going again?
Yeah,
one each. Oh, you big show-off.
Oh, it's Halloween.
Pass me the boo-boob and the egg boob.
Boob, boob. Right,
this is the last go you're going.
My topic is Halloween.
Oh, that's a good topic for you.
I can use words like mean, seen, queen, between, 18. Why does it have to rhyme with Halloween? That's weird. Related topics, vampires and pumpkins.
What do you mean, why does it have to rhyme with Halloween?
I thought there was going to be random words that rhyme and not words that specifically rhyme with the word Halloween.
Well, that's the point.
I know, but it
okay,
makes...
Okay, and what's your random word?
Kick.
Oh, I didn't say tree or rainbow there, did
no,
I?
No, it's all right. No, well, you said Wendigo. I think you were going there.
I was, wasn't I?
Yeah, I didn't get extra points for that. No,
because
I want you to be aware that so far you've scored no points.
No.
And I have 5 points. And that's how the game goes. I didn't even use the word, did I? The other one, whatever the word was.
No, you're going to try and get kick into this, your Halloween rap. Are you ready?
I think so. Well, hang on. Okay.
3, 2, 1.
At that time of year, Christians think is the worst. I've got to tell you, everybody, I love October 31st. It's Halloween, the dream, my favourite scene. I like dressing up as ghosts that are gooey and green. Sometimes vampires too. I like the fangs. They give me the erection that gives me the pang in my pants. The dance, the Halloween thrill. Oh, Thriller as well by Michael Jackson. That's a killer because I like it when we go out or trick-or-treating. I don't know where we put our feet down when we're feeting and we're walking up the street.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'll give you that.
When we're feeting.
Yeah, yeah,
it was. I was with you.
I know.
I was with you, Paul. But when you said "when we're feeting," you've given up on English there, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yes.
But not bad. I mean,
not
I
bad, mate.
Got it. How far off was I? Couldn't have been that far.
Oh, very, not that far off at all.
Oh,
about that much.
Yeah, that's fine.
Well done, Paul. That was good. But it's funny how you've got those micro pauses in there.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah. But that's what you use, because otherwise I can't think.
I know, but isn't it funny how you can actually hear that tiny, tiny pause when you're thinking of it?
Yeah. But anyway, it's
fascinating.
It's now up to you, Noiseland, to take those tracks and make something brilliant with them that I think the internet deserves. Anyway, how much do you think this game costs?
Fiver, at least, I think. I think it could be like eight. I think it's $8.50.
You're just saying that now because you know how under you are and you're trying to make it up on this
I think
one.
It's probably $6 or $7. I think it's more than a fiver because it was new.
All right.
And you see games.
I'll tell you this to help you out. This one was over a fiver.
Yeah, I think it's like $8.50. Can I put $8.50?
Yeah.
And now...
I'll tell you what. They're locked in. I'm going to go back over the five now and you can reevaluate, all right?
Please.
Right, let's start from the top. We begin with a tiffin tin. You said $4.50. Would you like to change that now? Shall I tell you what you've got all in? 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. All together, that was 19
on that.
I only
need to put about a quid more on.
Yeah, but if you're out on a price one way or the other, it's going to knock on the effect of all the other prices you might be right on.
I just think I need to make something a bit more expensive.
Anyway, the tin. How much do you think the tin was? You said $4.50 originally.
I think I'm going to go five on the nose for the tin, okay?
Five on the nose for the tin. Mm. The hat. How much do you think?
I said $2.50, did I?
Monopoly hat, you said $2.50.
I'm going to go $2.25, try and get between there.
Right, so far that's £5, £6, £7.25.
Yeah.
Right? We're just doing it as we go. The album, the Kenny Everett album.
Let's just say £2 on that.
Captain Kremen album.
Let's say £2. They often are £2 now in charity shops, but albums, they're almost never like a split quid. figure for those. They're almost always
rounded up or down.
Sometimes they used to be 50p. They're always a quid now or two. So
well,
I'm gonna
say some places are overpricing their vinyl full stop.
I think
now.
£2 generally is too much. If you're just going to say all vinyl £2.
Yeah.
But you can still get some deals there.
Right.
But it's when they someone who doesn't understand looks it up on Discogs. What people don't understand about Discogs is that's the mint price they're giving you there.
Yeah, VG Plus or something.
And also, Discogs,
you know what? I don't care. What, you said £2. Let's move on.
Discogs is a wild west where people go put stupid high prices just hoping for suckers.
We've said this before. This is all. This is rote. We're moving on. The book, the underground book. You said £3 originally. Do you want to stick or twist?
I'm going to stick on £3. I think that's a reasonable and common price for those books.
So far. We have 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 25. £12.25, which means this rap game you said was £8.50.
Yeah.
And you want to stick with that?
I do. Call it £8.
Right.
Call You're
looking those in. £5, £2.50, £2, £3, £8.
That's right.
Let's reveal the scores. Here we go.
I'm looking to get some petwings here.
Let's see.
Some petwings here.
The tin. You said it was £5, the Tiffin tin.
The Tiffin tin, and our survey said?
£8 for that. The costliest of the items.
Oh, no.
The hat.
Oh, no. Fucked it now.
I can smell the shit in the room
You can tell when you get something out by £3 and the window's 22.
Yeah. So you said the hat. You said £2.25.
£2.25 for the hat.
It was £4.
Wow. Oh, I fucked it.
You have...
I'm getting the donut.
You've taken Randy Dog and you've filled it with your grey matter. Right. The album you said was £2.
Don't tell me it was a quid.
It was £2.
Oh!
25p.
Was it?
Yeah.
Are you joking? What? No one's ever heard of that price for a record. That's stupid.
You just made that whole fucking statement.
That's fucking
about album
stupid.
Prices and £2.
Fucking stupid.
The book.
At least I get a petwing for there. I get one petwing there, don't I?
You do.
Yes.
Yeah,
thank
all
you.
Right.
Good.
There's your petwing.
Fucking £2.25.
That's so funny. Right. Okay. Book.
I said three.
And it was.
It's the underground book.
£2. So nothing there either.
Oh, I've got one between for the whole thing, everybody.
And the rap game, you said £8.
Our survey said £6.
£5 for the board game, the rap game, was £5.
I was going to say £5. You said it was more than £5.
Well,
You lied.
I didn't.
You lie. Fucking play it back.
Well,
people.
I know what I said.
You said the ball game is over
I
£5.
I said it was more than £5.
Yeah, which
five
is not
would
five.
Be five. If
five
I said
is not
it was more than nothing. Nothing would still count as a price, wouldn't
no,
it?
No, it wouldn't.
It was more than a
no,
pound.
No, just
it
admit you're wrong here. You're wrong on
maybe
basic...
Maybe I misled
you're
you.
Wrong on basic logic. This
maybe
isn't even maths.
I purposely misled you.
You misled me on purpose and lied. I'm bringing the fucking joke knicker back. Whatever he's called.
What'd you say? I'm going to cut that out.
Fucking idiot.
Anyway, look, no matter what, even if you said £6, which you nearly said as well, you were wrong. You were out by a considerable amount. So... I can give you your one betwing.
I get one.
Betwing!
Aww.
But thank you for playing. I hope you enjoyed yourself. And that's this week's The Price of Shite.
Which was your favourite item of the lot, Paul, do you think?
I actually like the London Underground book.
Yeah, lots of good stuff in there.
Nice toilet reader, kind of, you know?
I like the Tiffin tin. Am I able to take the Tiffin tin home?
You know what? As a complimentary prize, you can have the Tiffin tin.
Thank you. I might use it. Next time we do a picnic-style walkabout episode, Paul, and I'm really... You know what I'm really looking forward to?
What?
Tasting every single brand of Desperado that I can get in my local shops.
Oh, yeah, we are.
We're
going to
do
the
brand Desperado tasting incident.
I think what we should do is our next walkabout, if on a good sunny day, needs to be a Desperado boys out or something. So that's gonna
be that'll be fun.
Right,
now,
let's wrap this show up. As ever, as we wrap this show up, we like to direct your attention to our website, thecheapshow.co.uk. That's your one-stop shop, because if you go there, there are links to all of our social media pages and stuff. There's a dedicated page for every episode of the podcast with pictures and sometimes videos. There's also links to our new ongoing series, Cheap Shots. Episode 2 is now up. We play Screwball Scramble 2. What else? There's also links to our Patreon, because lots of lovely people who listen to us support us on Patreon. It is patreon.com/cheapshow. Give what you can, but only if you can.
Thank
you. And
you'll
get access to magazines and extra podcasts and videos and behind-the-scenes stuff and whatever we can rustle up that month.
Paul?
Yeah?
We also have a P.O. box. If you want to send things... We're still on the lookout for that pickled flavoured Heinz ketchup limited edition.
Yes. I just want to now give you the P.O. box address, because some people go, I can't find it. Well, it's on our webpage, the front page of that.
Don't be too sarky. Let's not be too nasty.
On every episode in the episode description,
Paul,
it's at the bottom.
After all, these are listeners of our podcast who want to give us stuff. Just because they can't.
Other people have managed, and we haven't mentioned it.
Don't be so sarky.
Anyway, it's Cheap Show. P.O. Box 1309, Harrow, H-A-1-9-Q-J.
And all stuff there. Paul.
Oh, we can announce something as well. You know, we've got our live show in October as part of the Cheerful Earful podcast. Links on our website, and also look for Cheap Show on Cheerful Earful's website. But we can now announce our first guest, and it's going to be Suze Kempner.
Brilliant.
Suze Kempner will be joining us, and me and Eli have got a kind of idea lined up as a kind of face-off event that will lead to a three-time spicy noodle finale.
That's fantastic. A hilarious comedian, Suze Kempner.
Joining us for our live show, go to our website, thecheapshow.co.uk, and get your tickets while you can, because I think we're running out. We've sold loads of them.
Brilliant. I'm really looking forward to that, Paul. But just before...
I'm just going to take the last sip now of Uludag.
Uludag.
Uludag. Yeah. Just wash it down.
Paul wanted a orange soda today, and I've bought him possibly the best example of
one
it.
One of the best, yeah.
These little Uludag Turkish sodas, the like of which you don't really get in the English market these days, do you?
No, not in the same way, mate.
Just one thing. The professor, he's been bugging me. He's actually not doing jokes now. He's stealing sort of observational stuff, so just let him
do it. By all means, bring him in.
Come on, back.
Come on, joke nicker.
I'm a Professor Joke Stealer.
Oh, is it? I can't remember what your name is. Is it Professor Joke Stealer or Professor Joke Knicker? You know what? Just in case we verbally fuck something up, let's go with Professor Joke Thief.
I'm a Professor Joke Thief.
From this point on, ladies and gentlemen, okay. Canonically speaking, because we fucking
Oh,
Gannon,
no, he's
Cannon
doing it. He's doing his
is Gannon, locking Cannon. In Professor Joke Thief.
Hello, everybody, and hello there. I'm a Professor of a joke of stealing, Professor Joker Fifth. And I've been doing some observational stuff for now, and perhaps you'd like to hear a bit of my observational
stuff. I'd love to hear you doing someone else's observational material, yes.
What about that airplane food? I go up in the airplane. What about that food? It's bad, that food. It made me sick. Very bad food. I'll go now.
Hey, why did he get to do all this material?
Cardinal,
I do my material. Why is it dogs don't fucking lick my balls? Why is it dogs like my fucking balls but not my shaft? What's all that about, eh?
Who is this man? He's a very
rude. Why is it when I have orgies in my little house? Why is it, what the matter with all these orgies? What's that then? Why is your house stink of sex, they say? Why do I have to open up windows when the Pope come round? Because my house stinks of cunt. Sorry.
Goodbye, everyone.
I'm so sorry.
Cardinal sin, everybody.
Oh, I think we should kill him off.
And there goes Professor Joke
Thief. Soon as fucking possible, both of them. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. God, I hate this. I hate us.
I'm loving it. I nicked that as well from McDonald's.
Do. I'm fucking it. That's it. Stop.